Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Across Massachusetts, there are warnings out this week about a drug called xylazine. It's a sedative veterinarians use during operations, and it is not approved for humans. But xylazine is spreading through the illegal drug supply in Massachusetts, and WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports it may be one reason overdoses are rising.
Can I grab one of those waters?
A man named Kyle approaches a van that distributes safe supplies for drug use in Greenfield and sees a notice about xylazine.
Which is crazy because the past week we've all been just racking our brains like, what is going on? There's been a lot of drama.
We're only using first names for people who buy illegal drugs. Kyle and his friends thought they were getting cocaine, but there was something else in the bag.
Because, you know, if we cook it up and we smoke it, we're falling asleep after.
This month, xylazine is in about half of the drug samples tested from Greenfield and other Western Mass communities served by Tapestry Health, which runs this van.
So we probably started seeing xylazine about a year or so ago, but it has ramped up considerably recently.
Meaning in the last month or two?
Yes.
Amy Davis with Tapestry says overdoses are also up in the last month or two. There's no proof xylazine is to blame, but there are reasons to think this animal sedative, mixed with other drugs, compounds the risk of an overdose and death. Xylazine slows breathing, blood pressure, and a person's heart. And it is changing the way Davis and colleagues respond to an overdose.
We don't want to be focused on consciousness. We want to be focused on breathing.
That means giving Narcan, the nasal spray that can help restart breathing after a fentanyl overdose. Narcan may not work as well if xylazine is in the mix, because xylazine is not an opioid. But Dr. Bill Soares at Bay State Medical Center in Springfield says Narcan and rescue breathing are still vital first steps.
If you see anyone that you suspect has an overdose, please give Narcan. But definitely I would encourage to have EMS, because if the person does not wake up as expected, they're going to need more advanced care.
Dr. Laura Keough says some patients at Massachusetts General Hospital describe the trauma they experience while asleep on xylazine.
The concern about xylazine is this profound sedation, increasing people's risk of overdose, but also of injury if they pass out somewhere.
Lying in the sun or snow, perhaps, for hours.
Or we're seeing people who have been sexually assaulted, they'll, you know, wake up and find that their pants are down or their clothes are missing and they are completely unaware of what happened.
Keough says xylazine is just the latest reason to offer supervised consumption clinics in Massachusetts. Legislation that would allow a pilot program is still in committee on Beacon Hill, with just weeks left in this year's formal sessions. Newton Police Chief John Carmichael, who chairs the Mass Chiefs of Police Association Substance Abuse Committee, is opposed. Carmichael says in his experience, people who buy illegal drugs use them immediately and wouldn't take the time to travel to one of these sites.
And so I just don't see how these sites would be really effective. And I find it to be a little bit immoral as well, that, you know, somebody who I think that we should be really trying to help, getting them into treatment and recovery, and I think we have an obligation to do that more so.
A study conducted in Vancouver showed an increase in treatment as the city added overdose prevention sites. A study out of France last month found that people who used supervised consumption clinics have fewer boils and abscesses related to injections. Clinicians say that's especially compelling now with xylazine.
Oh, there they are in my hand. I can show you the images of what we think xylazine is doing.
Outside the van in Greenfield, nurse Katie Robbins pulls up a wound picture from a patient seen as xylazine contamination soared.
This person happened to be seen in April, and yes, we did sort of go, whoa, what is that?
The wound looks like deep road rash with an exposed tendon and a spreading infection. Robbins and Tapestry have created networks so clients can get same-day appointments with a local doctor or hospital.
They can and they won't, because there's so much stigma and shame around wounds from injection drug use. often people wait until they have a life-threatening infection.
That may be one reason why amputations are up for people who use drugs in Philadelphia.
We're certainly seeing a lot more wounds, and we're seeing some really severe wounds. Almost everybody is linking this to xylazine.
Dr. Joe D'Orazio is the director of medical toxicology and addiction medicine at Temple University Hospital in Philadelphia. Xylazine is already in more than 90% of samples tested there. D'Orazio is on webinars and calls sharing what he's learned, including this. It's harder to get people into treatment when they're in withdrawal for xylazine as well as other drugs.
It's not like other sedatives that we have experience with. What we're really seeing is a really severe isolated anxiety. It makes it really difficult to treat the opioid withdrawal.
One patient described xylazine withdrawal as the feeling of being trapped in a room that's on fire. Treating that level of anxiety is one of the challenges ahead as dealers add more of this relatively cheap, easy-to-find animal sedative to drugs sold in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.